Scott, dude, it's not funny.
I'm not laughing.
Well, hey, dude, can I tell you a secret?
Sure, man, I'm all ears.
Well, it's more like I gotta show you a secret. I got this.
You gotta show me a secret? How do you show me a secret?
I'm looking for it. It's in my pocket. It always falls in that little corner of the pocket where, like, you can't reach. You know, like, where the quarters fall? It's, like, where the lint's at, right there. Hey, can you see this?
This feels like it's going in a dark place, man.
It's very dark. Oh, here he has a flashlight. Can you see now?
What the hell is that? What the hell is that?
Dude, hold on. Get your magnifying glass.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Whoa. What the hell is that thing?
Dude, that is my confidence, man. It's very small. It's very small.
It looks like it's going to get bigger.
Well, maybe if you water it and wait a couple weeks, but it doesn't help it overnight. You know what? Like, why are you laughing? I'm showing you something serious, and you're just laughing at me. Oh my god, this is.
I'm sorry, Sean. I apologize. Okay. I will not laugh at you anymore. The rest of this recording. How about that?
Apology accepted, man. Well, right. Let's start this podcast. I'm a little nervous, and it's not going to work. Maybe people won't listen. Maybe they'll send me hate mail. But we'll start it anyways.
Okay, let's do it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Like, how ready?
I'm this ready.
Oh my god. Okay, let's get it, man. Here we go. Horribly awkward. Hey, welcome to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. This is take 17. This is like, we recorded 15 minutes already and I forgot to push record. Ooh, party foul. So welcome to the official first episode of Horribly Awkward. I want to thank you, however you're listening to this on Stitcher, iTunes, however you just stumbled across this podcast that's probably junk, man, let's be honest. But, I'm going to do as much as I can to make it fun. My name is Sean, also known as Iams, or also known as They Call Me Iams. You guys might know me. If you don't know me, I do a gaming podcast as well called The Horrible Gamers. Ah, zah, zah. That's with the Z. Horrible Gamers. Two words. Find me on there if you guys want to hear me talk about games. But this is not a gaming podcast. This is going to be a fun podcast. Well, that's fun too. But this one's going to be even funner. On this podcast, on that podcast, I don't have no room to talk about anything other than games. So I made this podcast right here. This show right here is for me to just vent and venture off topic and do whatever the heck I want because I'm awesome. Do you agree, guest? Hello, guest. Guest, are you there? Hello?
I'm here. How are you doing today, Sean?
Guest. You guys, if you guys don't know Scott Clark is super duper awesome.
Oh, I feel like I've been upgraded. I was mid to average or something about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, that was even better. I forgot about that little skit. Okay, this is my averagely awesome, awesome friend Scott, Mr. Scott Clark. We call him Mr. Scott Clark because he is a teacher, but he also does fun stuff. I'm not saying that's not fun, but he also does fun stuff. So here he is. He's on this podcast. This is fun.
Well, thank you for having me, Sean. I'm very excited and honored to be here for what is officially the pilot of Horribly Awkward Podcast.
Yeah, dude. I guess this is the pilot episode.
Yeah, and I know you had an episode zero where you had a great guest. Her name was Faye, and that was a really interesting conversation. And I know you kind of called it like an episode zero or something like that, but really good stuff. I'm looking forward to hearing what you do with this show. I hope it works out well for you.
Dude, it really means a lot. And that episode I did with Faye, if you guys haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. Faye's really, really an amazing person. She came on this podcast. Well, it was actually the Horrible Gamers podcast, but I threw it on this feed. And she opened up and talked some very, very serious things. And just a lot of stuff around mental illness and toxicity and gaming. And it was such an amazing podcast that I had to throw it on my feeds right here, on the Horribly Awkward feeds. And you know what? I got so much feedback. Like, it's very rare that people reach out to you. Every once in a while, someone will reach out and go, yeah, great episode this week, or I love you guys. But I got like 20 messages from people. I had people reaching out to me on Facebook and adding me as a friend just so they can send me a personal message and just telling me how specifically that episode with Faye was amazing. And it's like a lot of people said they broke down. Maybe it was hard to listen. They broke down in tears because it just like pulled those heartstrings. Such a great episode. Like, I am really, really honored. Faye, if you are listening to this, thank you so much. And this all feels so generic because we already did all this intro stuff. So it feels so generic. except for that. Not that. I'm just saying all the rest of this stuff. Yeah, I feel like an asshole now. I didn't mean to be feel like an asshole. It's in my head. That's the way my brain works. It's just spinning right now, and I'm thinking other people are thinking I'm an asshole, but nobody caught that. It clipped correctly.
You good, man. You good.
Yeah, bro. So hey, on this podcast, on the Ha-cast, I'm going to have lots of guests. Lots of guests. It's mainly going to be me with guests. I'm going to do a lot of one-on-ones. I get really, really nervous doing one-on-ones.
Do I make you nervous, Sean?
Scott, you... yeah. Dude,
I'm reading you loud and clear, but not really.
Did it sound like the air was just releasing out of my brain or something? Like, not as much as some guests that I plan on having soon will make me kind of nervous. One-on-ones do make me nervous. I'm not really sure. I always feel awkward on calls. I don't like to make phone calls to places.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just ask, like, if a store is open, I don't do good with phone calls either. Just that's just me, man. It's like, I don't know, these little dumb things. But on this podcast, we're going to be talking uncomfortable topics, heavy conversations, not on every show. This one's going to be pretty fun. But I'm saying it may get there. You might hear some uncomfortable things. You might hear some deep stuff you don't want to hear. Like, hey, Sean, just shut up. Like, please edit those things out. But I'm not going to. There's a lot of stuff in this show I'm going to have to edit out at the very beginning because I did this intro like 17 times. But anyways, guys, reach out to me on Twitter at @awkward_podcast or horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. You can send me an email. You guys can send me feedback, questions, ideas. If you're a musician, that's right. I said musician. I was going to say a magician before, but that doesn't work. If you are a musician, you have music, you want me to play on the podcast, I like to just promote people. I want to be excellent. I want everyone to have a good time, and I want to reach out and just have cool guests, and I want to promote other people's stuff. If you got a podcast you want to come on and just promote your podcast, let's do that.
I would love to promote my podcast.
No, Scott, this isn't for you.
Oh, my bad.
I just need you because I didn't want to talk to myself for the first episode, so I needed you on here just like... be my wingman. So I'm
just like your Andy Richter on the couch just for you to like throw stuff off like Conan used to do.
Every once in a while you just keep the story going, man. You don't have to like say, I don't want to hear like conversation from you. Okay.
I could be like Richard Sherman and just, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
I don't even know who Richard Sherman is.
Oh, that's right. You're not a football guy. I keep forgetting.
Oh, football. Was that? That's the one with the, like the awkwardly shaped ball, right?
Yes, which would actually fit well with this podcast since the ball is shaped awkwardly. This is kind of an awkward podcast.
Hey, nice. Hey, you're right. Now we're gonna have a football section. Here, go long.
Yeah.
Ready? Here it goes. Oh, man. Okay, that was dumb.
We're gonna have some Foley on this podcast apparently as well.
So, anyways, hey guys, I have Scott Clark. I got Scott Clark. People are laughing when they hear this because I'm not editing it. I'm not gonna mess with this, man. Mr. Clark.
Mr. Clark.
Oh, God. Okay, so I got Scott Clark, guys. He does two other podcasts you guys may or may not know, but it's The Hollywood Outsider. That's thehollywoodoutsider.com. And The Gaming Outsider. Scott.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
Not much. How are you doing?
I fumbled all over this. I wish the first one worked because the first time we recorded, we had a really, really, really funny moment that made me laugh so hard I started sweating.
Yeah, I think it's funny that you actually just made your second football reference inadvertently. You fumbled the intro, what you just said. That's a football term again.
This is not a sporting thing, man. Please stop bringing those references up. I don't know what a fumble is.
Oh, that's where you drop the ball.
Oh, okay. Yeah, football references. Anyway, Scott, dude.
How did I meet you? I met you online, did I not?
Yeah, I think it was
on Xbox Live?
plentyoffish.com. I was like, this dude has a
creep. It was chat roulette. It's chat roulette.
Chat roulette. It's like, whoa, yeah. Look at that thing.
No.
add to
if I remember correctly, we both were listeners of another podcast, another video game podcast, and we shared Xbox Live names on their forum and decided to play Titanfall one night, correct?
That is correct. That is, Married to the Games. We both listened to their podcast. You know, huge shout out to Married to the Games. Those guys are super awesome. They're always positive. Sometimes they're so positive it makes me sick. I'm like, you guys got to hate something. But... But anyways, yeah, we did. We met through their forum. They had one day, they're like, they said, go in their forums. I think I saw it on Facebook, but going in there and just everyone putting their gamer tag. And, you know, I added a bunch of people. And then one day I was playing Titanfall and you send me a message. It's like, want to play Titanfall? I'm like, yeah, sure. So we were playing Titanfall.
And then my salesman mode kicked in. Yeah. And I said, hey, by the way, guys, don't know if you know this, but I have a podcast and you should come check it out.
Yeah, it was more like, hey, you know, I do have a podcast called TheHollywoodOutsider.com. Like, it's called TheHollywoodOutsider.com. You're like, no, it's called The Hollywood Outsider, but you can find it.
TheHollywoodOutsider.com. Like,
who says The anymore? I don't say The. I don't say, this is The Awkward Podcast.
There's actually a reason. We were supposed to be Hollywood Outsider, and somebody else owned the domain Hollywood Outsider. And so he had to do The Hollywood Outsider. And the guy that owns that domain isn't even using it. I guess Aaron, who actually runs our show, has tried to contact the guy several times and he won't give up the domain.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'm glad you say The and not The. Isn't The just a dumb word? Like The.
I've never thought about it. But
The Hollywood Outsider.
It rolls off the tongue a little bit better with The.
Even though
you sound like you're quoting the Bible a little bit.
They should get rid of The and just... THEE for now on.
What's really funny about that is because I think later on you wrote into the podcast to say, hey, I just wanted to give a shout out to Scott for recommending the show to me on Xbox Live. And the guys gave me a hard time on the show saying, never really considered using that as an avenue to promote the podcast. But look at that. Scott's using Xbox Live to promote the show. So,
dude, yeah. They read that. So when they read that on the podcast, I was happy just to hear they read it. And those guys, I mean, your co-hosts, man, they're awesome. Like, you have like four completely different people coming together to just talk movies. And I get all my info, all my like entertainment info, other than like gaming, but I get, you know, for movies. And I've took so many recommendations, but you guys, the way you guys talk about shows and movies, man, it's awesome. Besides, I think somebody was down on Project Almanac, which I freaking love that movie.
I think we all kind of were.
Oh, God, that movie. I walked out of that movie theater, and I swear to God, I thought I just time traveled. That movie was the best. That was, like, the best movie I've seen that year, man. And it was because it was that first-person, first-person hand cam view, and they time traveled. Like, I time traveled, Scott. I went back into time. I came back.
Did you get your money back then, or?
What?
For seeing the movie? You already saw it, you didn't have to buy the movie anymore.
Yeah, I went back in time and I stayed back before I saw it, but I already had the knowledge from the future, so it's like, hey, I seen it already. But yeah, I love that movie, and when you guys were hating on it, I was like, delete.
But you're right. We do have a pretty diverse group of guys on that show. It's from different corners of the country as well, and for some reason we all gel together on that show, and we're not your typical movie podcast, and that we don't consider ourselves the hardcore critics that just want to hate on everything. We kind of take an outsider's look at it, and we just love to talk about movies and entertainment, so works out really well.
But other than that, you guys are super funny, man, so you make it fun. No matter what you're talking about, you're going to be fun. I know you get a lot of shit, like you're the dead weight. All right, but you know what's funny about Scott is he always says how controversial he thinks he is. I don't mean
but
to
I'm
be controversial.
Not.
Like, no, nobody cares, Scott. Nobody cares. You're not out there saying that Hitler was a good man. I mean, all you're doing is saying your opinions on a movie or something.
Well, I've just had to succumb to the fact that no matter what I say, I'm going to be wrong. Somebody's going to tell me wrong. I just have to just accept that fact that Scott's going to say topic A and he's wrong. Somebody out there is going to say he's wrong. So,
I mean, shout out to Aaron, Brian, and Justin. You guys are super cool, and I really
definitely
yes. You want to cut me off?
I did.
Okay, go ahead.
That work?
That work?
Well, especially Aaron, because he really puts the most of the work into that show. He lines up all of the episodes and does all the editing and posting and most of the promotions and even lines up interviews. I actually have an opportunity this coming week to interview the director of a documentary I saw this week on craft beer, which is one of my favorite things to do right now. I love craft beer, so
Yeah. That on I don't know if I is a documentary just about craft beer. Does it seem like something?
No, it's actually about two different breweries that in their story about how they came to be. One that is about to open, and one that opened recently is going through some litigation issues. So it's kind of an interesting way to throw in some different facts about craft beer and how it's a growing industry and how they're trying to fight the ban. You know, the big beer companies, and it's really interesting. But you kind of gotta. I don't know if you have to like craft beer to enjoy it, but it was fascinating to me.
No, a good documentary is something you watch and you have little interest in, and all of a sudden you fucking love it.
Right. The problem is that documentaries, rarely are you going to go seek out a documentary if you're not at least somewhat interested in it. You know what I mean?
Maybe. I mean, I watched that documentary about the Cove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was that Japan or China, where they, you know, they get all like the dolphins in that area and they're like selling dolphin meat in the stores, and like I had no interest in that, but I watched it because I heard good things about it, and I was like, wow, I was really interested in it knowing that story. I mean there's a lot of like South Park. I really had no interest in South Park forever, and I watched that six days to air
is fascinating.
Oh my, yeah, I was like okay, like South Park, I'm in. I want to know like the way South Park is amazing now. If I didn't watch that, I wouldn't care about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm going to have a documentary about my life. It's going to be a very short documentary. I'm going to say my life's going to be short.
Okay, you were scaring me a little bit there.
I was just talking. You know what, though? Like, okay, so Aaron does all the editing. You guys edit a lot of stuff out. I know he goes out and just snips out, like, words and like little sections and pauses and stuff. Like so you guys have a 2-hour podcast every week.
Mm-hmm.
How long does that take for him to edit, man? You must be sick of just hearing the podcast by the time he's done.
Well, he, like I said, he does it all, but he does it as soon as we're done recording. So as soon as we get off the air, he just immediately tackles and buckles it down, but he keeps notes as he goes for, you know, the timestamps is where he needs to edit, and then edits backwards and cuts everything out. He's got it down to a science where he can do it, if I remember right, in probably about 45 minutes or so. Because wow. He's just got all the spots, you know, written down on a piece of paper where he needs to edit it out. So
I'm going to have an interview with Aaron one day. And it's just only going to be talking. He's only going to be teaching me how to do this editing thing. So I'm just going to record it.
So it's really just going to be a YouTube video, a how-to video on how to edit.
Yeah, man. I played with you and Aaron and a bunch of guys, the Gaming Outsider versus the Hollywood Outsider. We were playing Gears of War. I mean, that was so much fun.
We need to do that again. That was fun, but you're not allowed to bring Hook.
Yeah. Can't bring Mr. CPTN Space Hook to the party because he's too crazy. But we don't want to talk about games. Games are just been overdone. We want to talk about you, Scott. I'm here to interview you. So, Scott, do you like long walks on beaches?
I do enjoy long walks on the beach. And
sandals or barefoot?
Definitely barefoot. And I love the fall time and the smell of apple cider roasting in the kitchen. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm posting this.
Wouldn't that be awesome on NPR? Remember that SNL skit with the people that were doing NPR cooking show, and they're just like, all right, now we're going to be taking the cookies out of the oven. We're going to be putting a light coating of frosting, and then enjoy.
You know, I've never listened to NPR. I only hear people reference it all the time, but I've never even heard it. I don't even know what it's about. I just know it's like, it's kind of like just monotone, really, right?
It's not as bad as it's got a reputation for. It's just all talk radio. It's kind of like just nothing but talk radio, which you shouldn't be turned off by considering how many podcasts you listen to. But actually, one of my favorite podcasts is an NPR podcast. It's called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Have you ever heard of it?
No, but I like that title.
Oh, it's awesome. They call it the NPR News Quiz. And what they do is they have three panelists and they're semi-celebrities. They're not uber celebrities, but like Tom Baudet is on there, Paula Poundstone. There's some B-list, not even B-list actors, they're lower actors. But and what they do is it's just a way to go through and learn about the week's news. So the host, Peter Sagal, asks all these questions about the news, and then he keeps track of points from these celebrities as they answer these questions about what happened. And a lot of the stories are super bizarre stories from the news, and it is really, really funny. And then they always have some actual real celebrity as a guest. Like recently they had Frank Oz, the guy that does all the voices of like some of the Muppets, like Miss Piggy and Fozzie Bear. And it was a really interesting interview. So I highly recommend that show. I've been listening to it every Saturday for the past 3-4 years. It's really good.
It's a podcast or it's like a radio show?
Well, it's a radio show that's on NPR, but they edit it and put it onto a podcast. So you can actually download it like on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever.
You know, podcasts are so popular nowadays. The first podcast I ever listened to is because I was working when I used to work and I used to listen to Loveline. You ever heard Loveline?
No.
So that's what's like Loveline? That's Dr. Drew and another guy, Psycho Mike. I haven't listened to it in a couple of years, but I wanted to listen to that show, their radio show, which was 2 hours long. But I wanted to listen to all of them, even the nights I wasn't working. So I was online looking it up. How can I listen to this? And it's like, you can spend, it costs $5 a month and you can download the podcast. And it's like, what is a podcast? You know, frequently asked questions. And I was like, what the hell is a podcast? And so I found out, so I was paying $5 a month for them for a long time and just listening to them and downloading them directly to my phone. And then I found out I can get like Stitcher Radio and I can listen to podcasts for free. Like I didn't have to pay $5 a month. And yeah. I found like the Joe Rogan Experience. That was like the first one I found. And then I was like, you know, wait, I love video games. Is there a video game podcast? And then I found Video Game Outsiders. Great guys. Listened to them for years and years and years. And it's like,
You listen to Video Game Outsiders?
Yes.
That's hilarious. Like the Video Game Outsiders and We Are the Gaming Outsiders. It's my other podcast. That's like a really weird coincidence.
Yeah, well, you guys got the Outsider brand. Yeah, they've been doing it for a while. I mean, I started listening, like the more and more I dug into it, I just started listening to more and more podcasts. And now I listen to 40 hours of podcasts a week while I'm working. And it's like,
yeah, I looked you up on Stitcher one day to look at your stats. Your stats are staggering. Like how many hours you've listened to podcasts. Have you ever gone and look at your stats on Stitcher?
Yeah, it's been a while. I think the last time I looked, it was like 4,000 hours or something.
It's insane. Like you must just listen to podcasts the entire 8-hour shift of work.
10-hour shift, yep.
10-hour shift and nothing but podcasts.
Every once in a while, I'll go, I don't want to hear people talk. I'll listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I listen to, I'm trying to find out if I can see my stats right here. My station's front page, listen later, browse, shows, stats. Bam. Yep, I got 5,645 hours since February 12th, 2011.
That's just insane.
Yeah, so I listened to it. Like, even when you, it doesn't, like, this actually, like, kind of stops the timer. So if I have it paused or something. But yeah, I listen to it, especially when I'm pressure washing. I have my phone in my pocket and I got a Bluetooth headset. So I'm, like, listening to it. Like I love podcasts because people can be themselves, do whatever they want. You know, you're not, you can edit it the way you want or not edit it. You can just do, you can be creative or don't be creative. I mean, you can just do like so many different things with podcasting. And you know what? It's funny is there's a lot of people don't even know what a podcast is.
Yep.
That's weird. Like I tell my mom a podcast, she just thinks I'm dumb and I do some stupid thing.
The way I've always explained it to people is it's kind of like talk radio, but instead of listening to it on the radio, you download it and listen to it on your computer or on your phone.
Yeah, and it's not regulated. You know what I mean? You could do anything, say anything you want, really. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they even got the Prank Call Nation. I listen to their podcast, and they do some nasty things to people, and then they put those podcasts out. I mean, I laugh my ass off listening to it, but sometimes I'm like, oh, it's like, is it too far? Is it too? I'd love to have one of those guys on a show.
Yeah, I bet.
Just hear like, yeah, because some of them are so clever. But let's talk about Gaming Outsider, man. So you also do the gaming podcast.
I do. I've been doing the Hollywood Outsider for years, but my passion has been video games ever since I was old enough to push any kind of buttons. Even on I think my dad told me I was pushing buttons on the stereo when I was a toddler. Just because I love to push buttons. So obviously gaming is my passion. And I started the show years ago and it didn't work out very well and got restructured and got a couple new guys and we seem to be doing pretty well. And my podcast is very community focused in that I like to bring people that are on our Facebook group and invite them onto the show so that they can be a part of it as well. I don't want it to be just about us. I want it to be about anybody that wants to come in, because when I started listening to podcasts, my favorite part was when I email in to a podcast and they read my name on the air or read my email or question. And I'm like, wow, that makes me feel really cool. I want other people to have that same experience and not have to feel uncomfortable about it. Just come on, have a good time, talk about games, what you love, and that's kind of what we've done. So Josh, Zach, and Robbie are my other three guys, and we get together at least once a week for a weekly podcast, and we try to do little mini episodes where we talk about a single game as well. And so come check us out. Hope you guys like it.
Yeah. I listened to some of the mini episodes. I don't listen to because it might be something I don't. Like one time you guys labeled something about football. I'm like, I'm not listening to that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you're not a football, I wasn't on that podcast. So.
Oh, great. Yeah, that I didn't miss anything. I'm just kidding.
Aw.
I'm just joking. I'm definitely just joking. I listen to every episode unless it's like something. Sometimes you guys will do a spoiler thing of something I haven't played. I don't listen to that.
Well, yeah. That's why we put the tags in. We don't want to spoil games for people unless that's why we give ample warning. So
yeah. You also will do the first little bit of the podcast and actually talk about the game without spoiling it. You guys do that kind of. You guys do that very well.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, man. We friends with a Z Z Z. So I'm not really sure what we're supposed to be doing, Scott. So where do you live in the? I know you live in the United States. I think.
I do. I live in the United States. I live in a little town, second biggest town in Illinois, called Rockford. It's just near the border of Wisconsin, the northern border of Illinois.
I like the name Rockford.
Yeah. We don't have a real good reputation here, and it's kind of a bummer because I love my town, man. We have problems just like every other city, but there's lots to do here. I've made lots of really good friends, and I'm happy here.
Yeah, you don't sound like it. You sound like you're reading that off a script. We have lots of good things here, lots of good
come
people.
To Rockford, a nice place to live and work. Don't miss it.
All right, man. You're fired. I'm definitely not going to Rockford because you just sold me in the idea of it's better to stay in California.
But you live in California.
Yeah,
the weather's always nice. You never have any water.
I live in Fresno, California, man. I don't live in LA. I mean, it's high. It's like 110 all summer. And then, right now it's October. And I'm looking at, it's still 90 degrees 2 weeks from now on my freaking thing. I think 10 days from now it's still like 90 degrees.
Wow.
No bueno. Yeah.
We're down in like the 60s in the morning, 50s and 60s.
Yeah, I mean, I work overnight, I'm outside, and it's about 60s at night, which is good. Mm-hmm. The other night, I put a beanie on for like 10, 15 minutes. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
I put it on, and then I'm like, I worked, you know, I'm pressure washing, so I'm moving around, I'm getting hot, I like took that off, and then I took my jacket off. I'll put my jacket on for 5 minutes and then take it back off, because I get hot real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll just go from being hot to like cold, quick, and then, you know, in the winter, we'll be in the 30s at night.
Wow.
Yeah, which is...
So have you ever seen snow?
I have never seen the snow. Personally, I've never touched snow. I mean, if I look at the mountains, I can see white. But no,
you've never lived anywhere but Fresno? You've never had snow at all?
I actually grew up in San Jose, Santa Clara. Okay. Santa Clara. Like, your buddy Zach lives like where he lives. I don't know if he still lives there, but he said he grew up around Sunnyvale area going to the golf land. I live in that same area. Okay. So, you know, I live real close to Great America Theme Park, which Paramount's Great America. And I used to go there a lot of summers. We get like a season pass, super cheap, like 30, 40 bucks, and just go to Great America all the time. It was fun.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
Super fun. But yeah, I grew up there. And then my mom moved here to Fresno. She transferred with her job when she was working for Ford. And she left, and I stayed there, back there with some friends, and things just weren't working out, so I had to come and move to Fresno. And when I got here, man, it was like in the middle of July, and it went in the Bay Area. When it gets dark, it starts getting cold immediately. We were hanging outside. It's like the sun went down, and then it's 10 o'clock, and then it's 11 o'clock, and I'm like, it's still 85 degrees. What is wrong? Is it always like this?
That sounds awesome to me. I love hot weather.
At least it's a drier heat, so it's not like it's humid. You're not sweating.
See, I love the heat so much. Obviously, living up in here in Rockford, our temperature changes, our seasons are just crazy. We have 90 to 100 degree weather in the summer, and in the winter we'll have 2-3 feet of snow. It's crazy. And I hate this time of year because it's starting to get really chilly. Like in the morning, you know, we're looking at 50s and 60s right now. It's not really cold by any means, but it's starting to get that nip in the air, and people are just posting on Facebook about, I'm so glad that cold, the fall's here, October's here, and pumpkin spice, and
pumpkin spice.
I got to put on my Uggs, and I just, what is wrong with me? I hate it cold, and for me, this is the beginning of the end, because I just know I have a long, hard road to get through this coming winter until it's spring again, so...
Yeah, dude, I love the cold, man. You can warm up. You throw a thermal on. If it's not warm enough, you throw another thermal on. If it's not warm enough, you throw a jacket on, and you're warm. The heat, there's no way to escape it. You could turn on your air conditioner, but you'd have to run that all day, so you're looking at $200-$500 bill. In the winter, it's like it's cold. It could be super cold in your apartment. You turn on the heater for 15 minutes and it kind of warms it up, and you can turn the heater off and it'll hold the heat for a little bit.
Dude, I don't think you even understand what cold is until you've lived up here, because
yeah, I know. I'm bitching.
Again, I'm in the Midwest, and I'm not even joking. You mentioned earlier that I'm a school teacher. I teach fourth grade, and we had a day off of school last year because it was too cold. Because they had a cold advisory that if kids were standing outside for more than 15 minutes, they'd get frostbite.
Ooh.
Any exposed skin. The wind chill was negative 35 degrees.
Are you guys licking the poles, like the street sign poles? Are you guys licking
it? On Christmas Story?
Yep.
No.
You get triple dog dared or nothing?
No. You could literally take a cup of hot water, throw it up in the air, and it would be frozen solid by the time it hit the ground.
No.
It would turn into snow before it hit the ground.
No. Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious.
Hot water. I don't believe
This winter, when we get that cold, I will take a video and I will send it to you to prove it to you.
Yeah.
It turns into snow as it comes back down.
We're not doing video. We'll Skype so I see this live. Because,
okay.
Because I don't, because you can edit. I know you're really good at the editing thing.
Okay. Sure. I'll do that.
You could probably make it turn into like dollar bills if you wanted to.
It can make it rain.
Like, yeah, we throw a hot cup of water in the air and woo, turns into dollar bills by the time it hits the ground. Oh, man. Yes, yeah, see, I don't know what cold is. I'm honest. I don't know what that cold is. I don't know what that feeling is. It must suck. Your boogers must freeze as they're dripping down your face.
You're not far off, man. It's bitter cold and miserably cold where they have... You living out there, you probably get stuff in the news that says it's really hot out. Be careful. Make sure you're hydrated.
Yep.
We have warnings here that are don't go outside for more than 10 minutes. Don't leave the house unless you have to. You know, if you do have to drive somewhere to work, make sure you have this and that in your car and the hand warm up things just in case you get stranded, and have a first aid kit and blankets, and like it's a big deal. And we're not even like that. It's even worse further north of us, like back up in like upper Michigan or upper Wisconsin and into Canada. It can get even worse.
That doesn't sound fun. Not to me.
It's not.
But
it's
I don't like the heat, man. It's like right now I'm saying I'd trade that for the heat. But then once take that back. I'll take the heat any day.
Ugh.
I used to love the heat when I was a kid, when I was younger. Because my main passion and hobby, this is not a joke, was like go out and catch lizards and look for critters and snakes. I mean,
oh yeah,
that was like my main thing. Me, my cousin, and my buddies, we'd go down to the Central Park in Santa Clara, California. We'd go there every day and just run along the creek catching lizards and bluebellies, alligator lizards, whatever. Like that was like my passion. So when it was hot, I knew there was more out. So it was a lot of fun. Like that, I still have that passion to like go catch critters. If I'm anywhere and I see a lizard, I'm like, oh, I get all excited. Like, no joke, I'm 35 years old. I get excited when I see a bluebell. Like, I can catch that. It's so fun. I don't know what about it is fun, but it always was my passion.
Well, because you don't, lizards, well, at least for me, lizards were something you don't see everywhere. And when you finally do see one, you want to see it up close. And catching it's part of the fun. That's a thrill. The thrill of the chase.
It is. We used to catch so many, though. One time we had this like tank full of them, like 20, 30 of them. And I remember we were like catching little baby ones. And like every once in a while, the baby ones are fragile. So you have to like cup your hand over it rather than, you can't just catch it, grab it with your fingers. You got to cup your hand over it and then try to weasel your other finger in through the crack of your other fingers and grab it. And I remember a couple of them, like you when you'd catch them, you'd break their necks or something.
What?
Their head would be like half snapped off. No joke.
Well, I remember when I used to try to catch lizards, you can't catch them by the tail either because they would break. The tail would break off. It's like part of their defense mechanism.
Yeah, exactly. I've had so many pets. You have had it all. I've had bearded dragons. I've had like Jackson chameleons with like the three horns on them.
Ooh.
I've had boas. I've had garter snakes. I mean, I can keep going. I've had turtles, little turtles, big turtles, iguanas.
I've had three cats.
Your cat would love all the stuff that I have because they'd love to eat it. I did have a tarantula once, and they showed me
on purpose.
On purpose. Yeah, I thought it was awesome. And at the pet store, they showed me how to pick it up. So I was like, yeah, I can pick it up. I'd be able to pick this thing up. I can pick up a big ass spider, man. I just have it in my house and pick it up. And I remember like the first time I finally got the balls. My balls dropped out. I was like, whoa, I can see my balls. Yeah, they were dropped out. I was like, I got the confidence. I'm gonna put my hand in this tank. So I open up the lid, I put my hand in there. You're supposed to put it down like with your hand open. You kind of put it under, you let it kind of walk onto your hand. And right when I put my hand in the thing, that thing stood up on like this back four legs or something. You know, like it just, and it went. And I was like, boom, close the tank, never fed it again.
What happened to it? Did it die?
I don't remember. I think I let it go eventually.
Oh.
But like I was like, oh, hell no, I'm never, ever going to do that again.
Oh man, I don't know if I could do it. I really don't.
But yeah, I've had scorpions. One time I had this saltwater fish tank. I had pretty cool stuff in there. I had it was a shrimp, but it looked like a lobster. It was a shrimp, real skinny, and like it had the claws that kind of stood like a lobster. It was really, really small, but it shedded its exoskeleton the thing.
Is exoskeleton?
Yeah, I couldn't say it. But that thing stood like it normally stood. So that was in the tank, standing up, kind of really hollow. Uh-huh. You couldn't see it. And then he was like not far from it. So it looked like I had two of them. I was mind blown. I thought like it just like doubled. It took me like a couple of minutes. I'm looking at it like, what is that? Like, I only had one. This is insane. They're like the same size almost.
Don't you have to have two of them to multiply?
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, it was like so mind blown, dude. But that little tank I had, that little saltwater tank was awesome. I had horsefish. Wait, is it not horsefish?
Seahorses.
Seahorses. Horsefish. I had seahorses. I would actually go to Santa Cruz and like catch sea anemones and shit and put them in there. One time I found this like sea slug and put it in there and it left tracks all around the tank, and the tank got all cloudy. It was spraying this stuff out of it. Oh, it was disgusting. I also had a bunch of fish in there that I had the temperature turned up too much and I boiled them.
You boiled fish? How do you get the temperature of a fish tank hot enough to boil them?
Well, not like boil like you would boil soup or something, but like you put this little thermometer in there and it just wasn't set right and it killed everything in there because it was too hot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Party foul.
Yeah. I've got three cats. We have Phoebe, Rachel, and Chandler.
Nice.
Yeah.
I want a cat, dude. I want a cat. I kind of want a cat so it just keep me company, sit in my lap every once in a while, purr, be a nice little thing. Cats don't need all the attention, so
right.
It's not like a dog. You have to go take it out to take a shit all the time. And
but you got to get the right cat, though, because cats are very temperamental, and you have to – I feel like I've owned cats for most of my life, and I finally have a cat that is my kind of cat. This Phoebe, she's like a long-haired gray cat, like a Maine Coon. And it's so funny because my cat, as you can tell – you already know, but your listeners will tell, I love to play video games. My cat knows – the tone of my voice when I say Xbox on. As soon as I say that, she comes bounding down the stairs to sit on my lap while I play games for hours. And she will sit curled up on my lap and just sleep there while I play games and never leave.
I bet you can't even open up a can of anything, right? And then she's like, boom, she's in there in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. We do canned cat food, or anytime you run the can opener, because sometimes my wife will give them canned tuna, so that anytime the can goes off, they assume they're getting tuna.
I want a cat, dude. I really do. But the only thing that stopped me is that the office wants a $500 deposit. So I'm like, I need to get a cat. You know, that whatever it costs to adopt a cat or get a cat, you know, that could cost, I don't know how much, plus that
$500. It is insane to adopt a cat. Do you know how much paperwork and questions you have to answer to adopt a cat now?
Oh, really? You do like Petco here. I'm not sure how much paperwork, but it's really cheap. It's like $40 to adopt a cat.
Yeah, but you think you were adopting a child, how many questions they ask you. And they if you have a pet die, you go on like a blacklist and they investigate to see if you took care of it, and it's crazy.
For good reason.
Yeah.
Some people mistreat their animals.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, you can just like, oh, give me $40. Here's a cat in a box.
Well, I grew up on I lived on a farm, not like a functioning farm, but we had cats everywhere. I think we had like 30 to 40 cats running around our farm growing up. So to me, like paying money for a cat just seems stupid because somebody's got a cat somewhere that's got kittens. Just get you a free kitten somewhere.
Yeah.
I might, you know, but it's good to adopt them though too, because there's some of them that could be a rescue that they're probably going to get put down if nobody rescues them. So
I really want to get a cat, but it's like that $500 plus the adoption pay, plus you got to buy the shit box, plus you got to buy the food. See, the food and all that stuff, that doesn't bother me, but dropping all that plus the $500 deposit, I just don't feel like it, because you know the office is going to look for reasons to like keep some of that $500.
Yep.
It always works like that. So I was thinking, oh, I'll just get it and not tell them, but I'm like, cats love to sit in windows. So, yeah, that's the only thing that stopped me. Or else I would have a cat right now. It would be awesome.
Yeah.
I name him
Iams. It's fun to have a cat. And then you would feed him Iams cat food.
Yep. Only Iams. Iams flavored water. Well, I don't know what that is. Yeah. So Scott, you want to do some fun stuff?
Yes, I would love to do some fun stuff.
Let's do some rapid fire questions. So on this show, I want every guest to come on with like 10 rapid fire questions. It could be anything you want it to be. Simple or as disgusting or as awkward, it doesn't really matter. The fun part about it is I don't know what Scott's gonna say, and he doesn't know what I've got down. So it could
just go back and forth here.
I don't know. What do you think? We could just do all of them. Yeah, let's do a back and forth. That's actually a good one. That's actually be fun. So we got like 10 rapid fire questions, and this could go as awkwardly as possible, as simple as possible. It's gonna be fun because it's always gonna be different.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Why don't you go first so I can kind of get the tone of what you're doing?
All right. Well, you're not going to get the tone from this, but Scott, what did you eat for breakfast?
I didn't eat anything for breakfast, actually. I'm really bad about eating breakfast. So, because if I eat breakfast, I'm going to stop at Dunkin' Donuts and get, you know, a croissant, sausage, something that's really bad for me.
Hey, man, it's got to be quick, man. You got to tell me what you ate for breakfast. What did you eat for breakfast, Scott? What's the first thing you ate today? Go.
The first thing I ate today was a croissant sandwich from a place called Joe's Deli. Jason's Deli.
Oh, croissant sandwiches. That's so good.
Had bacon. It was like a club with bacon on it.
Awesome. Go ahead. Shoot me one.
Awesome. How old were you when you had your first crush?
Oh, God. I had to have been like first grade. I can't
first
remember.
First grade?
Yeah, I remember there's a girl. She had glasses. That's all I remember.
A girl with glasses. I'm sure she's so glad that's how you remember her.
Yeah, she won't remember me, so it doesn't matter. Okay, so weapon of choice in a zombie outbreak.
It's got to be a katana blade.
Ooh.
Because you don't have to worry about ammunition, and katana blades are just freaking cool.
Yeah, it's a good choice. Yep, mm-hmm. You would be like, what's her name? That chick.
Michonne.
Michonne.
Yeah, Michonne from Walking Dead.
Yes.
Have you ever had any kind of like braces or retainer as a kid?
Oh, okay, well, thank you for noticing my crooked ass teeth.
That's not what I said.
I had braces when I was younger, and I hated when they tightened up. So yes, the answer is yes. I had braces, and I used to complain to my mom and crying. I made her take them out. Now I have crooked teeth because of it, because I didn't want to have my braces, and it's all because I would bitch about it every day.
All right.
That didn't work out too good. Okay. Best year of your life, Scott.
Best year of my life, man. That's really a hard one, man.
Be quick, man. Just think. What's the first thing that pops in your head? What's a damn good year?
A damn good year, 1996. I think 1996 was a great year for video games. I was 16 years old. I had no responsibilities. It's a good time to be alive is when I started to discover music. Loved it.
Wait, you were born in 80?
I was born in 1980, yes.
Yes, so was I. July 9th, 1980. Everyone knows my damn birthday now.
Mine's in April, so... What is your least favorite vegetable that like your mom made you eat when you were a kid and you hated it?
Oh, dude, I love vegetables.
See, you and I are weird. I like vegetables too. Like I never understood the hate.
I don't know if I have a worse. I guess maybe like asparagus.
Oh, asparagus is fun, man. That makes your pee smell funny.
Yeah, now it's fun, but as a kid, I don't think I ever tried it.
No, I hated Brussels sprouts.
Oh, here's one I wouldn't eat when I was a kid. Artichokes.
Okay. My wife loves artichokes.
I'll eat it now.
Or is that what they make guacamole? Is it artichokes?
That's avocado.
Avocado.
Okay. Artichokes, that thing you peel the little leaves off, and they're like...
I've never had an avocado. Never once.
Avocado or an artichoke?
I've never had an artichoke.
Artichoke. It's good. It's good. You eat it with mayonnaise.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. You just won the lottery, Scott. Who do you tell first?
My wife.
I would keep it a secret and just leave, man.
No, because then she gets half of it.
She won't know. You just act like, you know, you have enough money to pay someone to make it look like a death.
Ooh, dude, this is when dark.
You do whatever you want, Scott. I'm just joking.
Boxers or briefs?
Oh, boxers, man. Briefs are just too much.
They're
grippy. Actually, you know what? I'll wear like briefs when I work, keep everything in place. Boxers any other time just to keep it cool and like aired out.
All right.
Do you ever drive without a seatbelt?
I can't do it. It's like I've had it beat into my head so much that I get in the car and that's the first thing I do before I even turn the car on or anything is I put my seatbelt on. I feel uncomfortable without a seatbelt on.
Same here. Even in my work trucks, a lot of guys that I know, like they'll just drive from lot to lot, even though lot's close, but it's not worth, for one, it's not worth the ticket. And for two, it just like, you know, like it only takes like one split second for somebody else to hit you, you know.
Sure. Never Who know. Do you consider to be your hero?
Oh, my God. I guess hero. I don't know, man. I don't know if I have a hero, but I could name like so many podcasters that I consider heroes just because I. That's a hard question. Just like think right away.
Hero or idol or someone you look up to you wish that you could be like?
I definitely look up to Eminem. You know, I used to try to rap a long time ago, and he's like so perfect. He's so good at it that it's so embarrassing to see other white guys try to rap.
Mm-hmm.
But like I always looked up to him, and he just keeps getting better and better and better. That's one of those questions you have to really think about.
Hey, it's supposed to be rapid fire, man. You're supposed to be quick response right there. Yeah, like you told me.
I know. I'm breaking my own rules, okay? Favorite fast food, Scott?
You're not going to know the restaurant, I imagine. But we got a restaurant that's local to Rockford called Beef-a-roo.
Beef-a-roo?
Beef-a-roo.
That would not work in Cali.
Why not?
I don't know. That just sounds dumb.
Dude, I'm telling you. You got to come out here sometime. They have the best French fries ever. I like their French fries so much that you can actually go to this fast food restaurant and they sell their salt that they put on their fries. Mm. I have a package of their salt in my kitchen right now with its own salt shaker, and I put it on everything. It's like it's really good. They're kind of like a roast beef, kind of like an Arby's, but they also have salads and onion rings, and it's pretty big chain here that's just only in Rockford. Actually, there's a couple in Wisconsin, I think, as well. But
nothing beats a good onion ring. Oh God! So it's just an onion breaded, and it's like this is so great.
Well, the weird thing is I don't like onions, but I love onion rings.
I love onions. I eat so much onions that my armpits constantly smell like onions.
That's really weird.
I'm not joking. I'll wake up in the morning, so I always get everything with extra onions, and I'll like go. Oh, there we go. There's last night's extra onions on my In-N-Out burger.
Oh, that's gross. iPhone or Android?
Android, only because that's what I know. That's the only reason.
I'm honestly the same way, except I'm iPhone, but it's for the same reason. I had an iPhone before I had an Android, and I'm comfortable with it. And my wife has an Android, and whenever I try to mess with it, I'm just like, where do I go? And I can't get comfortable with it. But I know how an iPhone works, and everything works the way I need it to, and I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, beer or liquor?
Oh, definitely beer. Dude, I mentioned earlier I'm a craft beer guy. I love craft beer. I actually there's an app that you can download on Android or iPhone called Untappd. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, I've heard about it. Sean Freeman from the ZombieCast talks about it. I believe he does. And you just kind of check off what you've tried over time.
Yeah. And you just, like, me and my buddy Jeff are in constant competition to see who can check in the most unique beers. Because it'll keep track of how many check-ins you have, but it'll also keep track of how many different kinds of beers you've had. And it gives you little, like, achievements or badges for having, five IPAs or five porters or five sour beers, and you get all these little cool little badges, and it's fun. I think I'm about around the 925 mark.
Wow.
Or so of 925 different beers, but I prefer craft beer, but man, I'm also a big fan of whiskey. I love me some whiskey. Good whiskey.
Shots or mixed drinks? No, that's just part of that question.
Part of that? I don't even really drink shots or mixed drinks anymore. I actually drink just straight whiskey in a lowball, like on neat, no ice. Love room temperature whiskey. Ugh. Irish whiskey is my favorite.
Ugh.
so good. But I'm also like scotch too.
Because you like it's because scotch.
No. I'm gonna turn that one around on you. What about you? What's your drink of choice?
I kind of like mixed drinks. I like, you know, liquor.
Four Loko. So,
what I really like that's good, this might sound girly, is like this is what me and my old roommate used to make. It was great. This lemonade and cake vodka.
And cake vodka.
So it just tastes like a lemon cake. Yes, very sweet. It's very sweet.
Oh man, I gotta try that now.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with girly drinks, man. I love White Russians. I think I got a little bit of that from the Big Lebowski, but. White Russians are really freaking good. Have you ever had them?
I don't like the milk and I don't like the milky anything
the cream.
Like anything like dairy mixed with alcohol. It doesn't do good with me.
Oh, I got a funny story about White Russians. Can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah, tell me your story about White Russians.
My my buddy Rob is a big drinker. Rob can drink anybody I know under the table, and it's the strangest thing because he gets really. It takes a long time for him to get messed up, but when he does, it's hilarious because he's like one of the most cognizant drunks I know. Like he's just completely hammered, but yet you can still understand what he's saying. We had a New Year's Eve party where we took a bus to the bowling alley, like a party bus to a bowling alley, so that like a taxi, and the place was open bar. Which, if you're not familiar, if you're not a big drinker, that means you pay a cover price and you get all the drinks you want for free. Well, we're the only idiots in the world that decide to pregame before going to a open bar. So we're drinking Steel Reserves on the way to the bowling alley. Have you ever had Steel Reserve?
Yes.
It's terribly nasty, but it's very high alcohol content.
Yes.
So, you know, we walk into this place with a little bit of a buzz, and Rob decides that he's going to drink nothing but White Russians all night since it's open bar. So... not even joking, 18 White Russians later, he is just stumbling all over the place. He says the last thing that he remembers is sitting at a table with a plate of mashed potatoes. Because it was like they had a dinner there as well. And he says the last thing he remembers is sitting there eating mashed potatoes. And the rest of it was, he was completely blacked out. I later started a band with him. He plays bass.
Nice.
And we were trying to come up with band names. And one of the ones that we considered because of that incident was Mashed Potato Blackout, which I think is an awesome band name.
That is really that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Visa or MasterCard?
Oh, Visa. I don't know if I have any MasterCard. I think everything's Visa.
I haven't seen a MasterCard in a long time, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I think you have to go out of your way to get MasterCard now.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. All right, Scott, dude, your house is on fire. You can only grab three items. Go.
I'm going to grab my I'm going to try to grab my wedding album, and I'm going to grab my wedding album and any pictures that I can. I'm going to grab something from my NES collection. I can't take the whole thing with me, but I got a couple of really prized ones down there. And I'm going to grab my Legend of Zelda sword.
You're going to grab your whole shelf? You're going to try to carry out your shelf of games?
No, I'm going to grab one or two of the games.
Babe, grab a side. Grab the corner. The house
no,
is on
but
fire.
I have a legit, like my mom for Christmas last year bought me, like she went and spent a bunch of money and got me like this replica Master Sword from The Legend of Zelda, like full size, actual
nice.
Metal. It's heavier than hell. It's in my basement right now. It's pretty sweet. It's
awesome, really, mom.
Really awesome. It was a pretty good gift. Rapid fire question. Why have you never left California? Have you ever visited another state, or have you just stayed in California your whole life?
Yes. If you listened to the last show, you know I dealt with drug addiction for a long time. One time I was dating this girl, and she lied and said she was pregnant. She moved to Texas. She lied. She just said it there, so I'd go. And so I moved to Texas thinking if I go over here, I could run away from my problems. Which does not work. You cannot run away from your problems. They follow you wherever. You have to pull the root of the weed out for it not to grow back. But yeah, I went to Texas for 2 months, and that was very awkward, man. We lived on a beach, paying $10 a night so we could park our tent on the beach. We were in Port Aransas. We were right on the Gulf of Mexico on the beach, and it was like crazy, like almost like hurricanes and stuff, and we lived there for a long time. Or not for a long time on the beach, but then we moved that up to a hotel and that up to a little cottage with no power.
Uh-oh.
No hot water, took cold showers for 3 weeks, ran an extension cord from a neighbor's for $3 a night to use his power. It was very awkward. That was definitely awkward. The most awkward part was when the girl I was with decided to not come back anymore and just kind of go live with somebody else. And I was just hanging out there by myself. So I took a flight back.
Wow, that's a really weird story.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question.
We have that in common, though, man. I actually had something similar happen. Before I met my wife, the last girl I dated before my wife, I broke up with her. It was a weird story. She lived in New York at the time, and she came in. I met her when she was visiting Rockford. I met her through a friend of mine that knew her, and she visited in town, and we hooked up. And I was trying to be a good guy and not trying to make it a one night stand kind of thing, and decided to date her. And then eventually I found out she was a psycho hose beast and broke up with her. And she called me up like 2 weeks later and told me she was pregnant. And I freaked out, and what am I going to do, and all this and that. So I started talking to my parents, and they, you know, obviously said that they thought she was making it up. And so I'm trying to figure out, what am I going to do? So I asked her for a pregnancy test, and she told me to F off, and told me she was going to have an abortion, and which I grew up pretty religious. And at that time, that was a big deal for me. And I was heartbroken and all this, and went out and got pretty hammered at a bar here in Rockford. And the next morning, I was really super hungover, and I drove on my way to work, and it was really cold here because it's cold, like I told you. Made a left turn and did not see a car coming from the other way, and this teenage girl, not her fault, my fault, because I turned in front of her, hit my truck, totaled my truck. I broke my ankle, and I was in a walking cast for about, 2 or 3 months. The girl that was driving was a cheerleader, and apparently she had all this kind of horrible damage to her leg and was no longer able to cheer anymore because of all the scars and stuff on her leg. So that was kind of messed up. So I never found out if, you know, I never got confirmation or anything that it was, you know, that it was or wasn't mine, or if she was pregnant or if she was. Fast forward to last year. This is a long roundabout story, man. I promise this does have an interesting ending. I'm teaching at the school that I'm at now. It was my first year last year, and I was teaching fourth grade. And there's a fifth grade kid that obviously the grade above me that looks familiar, and his last name sounds familiar. And I can't place it. And I start talking to him. He's a huge video game fan, so he starts latching onto me, and he and I get along really well. Come to find out, lo and behold, his mom is this girl that I dated, you know, over a decade ago, almost 15 years ago.
Oh, he looks just like me.
Nah, not really. But all of a sudden, I start freaking out, going, I wonder, blah, 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 is this him? So this kid, you know, is here. So anyway, I start doing some research, and I come to find out that while I was dating this girl, she was living in New York. She was banging this other guy in New York, wound up marrying him. So this kid is that kid's dad. So even if she was pregnant, it was never mine. You know what I mean?
But you guys bonded. It's practically your kid.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. What stretch of the imagination is it to say that a kid likes video games? I mean, a lot of fifth grade boys love video games. So, and to have this novelty of a fourth grade teacher that loves video games as much as they do, they just obviously are going to latch onto that. So
such a small world, man. Like
super small world. And I went to all the like fifth grade music concerts or all of the music concerts that I could, and I go to this thing just dreading it, going, man, I just don't want to run into her. Like at the music concert, this kid comes up to me. He's like, Mr. Clark, my mom's here. You got to come say hi. I was like, sorry, man, I can't. I got to head out.
Oh,
but
no.
You have a nice evening. And I just shot out the door and
like,
bolted from my car.
Kid. Get out of here.
Yeah, it was
I don't like you or your mom. Yeah, that's so weird how things work sometimes.
I agree.
Cool story, dude. Cool story,
yeah.
Bro. Okay.
Yeah.
For $100,000, would you eat a live rat?
Absolutely. No question.
No utensils. You just got to start chewing on it. And you have to eat it all. Bones and everything.
I don't know if I could.
$100,000. You can do it, man. You just break it off into little pieces and swallow the bones.
I just honestly don't see that. I would try. Do I get like partial credit if I get half of it down?
I'm not talking about like a New York street rat that looks like a cat. I'm talking about just a rat, like a rat, little 6-inch rat. Those bones are so easy. You just crack them, break the legs, swallow them. It's got to be live though. I mean, you're gonna have to kill it. So I mean, you're doing some nasty. That's $100,000 though. You won't have to worry about stuff for a long time.
Ah, wow. I suppose I need. How many am I up to? Are we keeping track here? How many do we got?
Yeah, I got one more.
You got one more, and I got one more.
Yes.
Or I have two more.
Okay.
I want to ask you this because I had this conversation with somebody earlier. Do you think that vinyl sounds better than digital in terms of music?
I do think old stuff, old like old hip hop. Old rock sounds better on vinyl. It's just because maybe it's a nostalgia thing, but nothing beats digital, really. You can hear every sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's certain things vinyl just, it seems like that's what it's for. Like that, it just seems right. So I guess, no, I don't think it is better, but I think there's, what do you think?
I don't understand the appeal of vinyl sounding better other than the nostalgic aspect that you're talking about.
Yeah.
To me, a digital cut that's been washed out of all the background noise,
yeah,
and you're hearing just the music, it just sounds so much better. Now, there are some artists that if you listen to it, like I remember listening to an old Thelonious Monk album that I believe was on vinyl. And are you familiar with Thelonious Monk?
No.
He's a jazz pianist, funk pianist.
Pianist.
And... I see what you're doing there.
I didn't do nothing.
And it was so old school that you could hear him open the piano cover, you know, that covers the keys. You hear that creak open, and you could hear like things happening in the studio. That's kind of cool. I mean, but that kind of stuff, if you heard that on a recording today, it would be considered distracting. But hearing it on an old school record is okay. So. It's one of those things, like, do you think that in 50, 60 years, we're going to look back at, you know, a Katy Perry album and go, man, the way they recorded back then in the early 2000s was just, that's the way, man.
No.
CDs.
No, definitely not. Because when vinyl came out, it was new. Like, that was it. So there's always that nostalgia for, like, the beginning of something.
Right
now, digital has, like, been going on for so long, from CDs to DVDs to downloads. It's just, like, it's all just one thing now. Now it's just music. Now it's nothing special.
Yeah.
But go ahead, ask your next one. The last one I ask you, it's gonna be fun.
Okay. Paper or plastic?
Like bags at the grocery store? Plastic.
Yeah.
Plastic because I like the little loops. and I can hold like 8 bags in one hand. I carry as much bags as I can possibly grab.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Because like if you have those brown paper bags, you can only carry like 1 or 2 in each hand and then you're done.
Yeah, that's right? Only good for sitcoms when you walk in with bags of groceries and you put it on the table and you see the celery sticking out the top and
yep.
That's,
who does that? Nobody. Who puts just celery so that the leaves are sticking out of the top like that? Nobody does that. That's just in the movies.
Yeah, like and
no,
it's
actually
all,
like
a French roll too. You'll see like a French
roll. Oh yeah. Yep, definitely. My wife and I actually are pretty we try to be as conservative as possible in terms of that. She buys those canvas bags.
Oh yeah.
We keep in the back of the car so that you know whenever we go grocery shopping we just take those, fill them up and bring them out to the car. So
yeah, those are better too. They don't rip as easy.
Oh yeah. And you can hold a lot more in them. Plus you get the ones that can hold the freezer stuff in them. Keep stuff cold.
So here you go, Scott. It's me, me, you and your wife. We all go take a trip. We're like rock climbing. We'll be adventurous. We're rock climbing. We're all up there. We're all tied up. But the rocks, there's an earthquake, man. And it breaks. You made it to the top. So you're hanging off the edge. Both of us fall. You grab each one of us with one arm. You can only pull one of us up. Scott, you are not that strong. You are a pussy. You can one of us.
Yeah.
You have to drop one of us. Who is it?
Well, I love you, man, but I'm gonna save my wife. I mean, right?
It's not what I wanted. That's exactly what I wanted, man. I'm glad you said that, because I would have said, "You damn liar." I'm glad. Yeah, everyone's gonna drop me. I want to make sure everyone drops me on this question.
You gonna ask everybody that question?
Yep.
Oh no, I got one more.
Go for it.
You're a similar question. You're at the top of a cliff. You're hanging out with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, right? And same thing. You fall. You all three fall. You're at the top of the cliff. You're holding Kim Kardashian in one hand and Kanye West in the other. What kind of sandwich are you going to make?
Yeah, I'm just going down with them both. We're going to bang all the way down to the ground, man. I'm dropping the Kardashian. I still want some of Kanye's music. I'm not going to lie.
I actually did buy the Graduation album, and I thought it was pretty really good.
He's got a lot of good songs.
That was actually where I discovered Nicki Minaj, believe it or not. She was on a song called Monster.
Yes.
And
Monster.
I really like that song.
Yeah, I like him. I like Nicki Minaj a lot, too. She's like actually talented.
I liked her better when she is on a... When she's not the primary singer, I like her when she's featured on somebody else's track and she does her little rap thing like halfway through it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like her regular music. Like that, when she did that Baby Got Back weird mashup thing a while back, Anaconda, whatever that was, I hated that, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of her like full songs, she is a better guest because she'll put down one verse that's like, wow, that is so well written. There's so much skill involved.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely consider Kanye West to be a guilty pleasure because I'm not a huge rap fan, but some of his stuff is pretty interesting. I'm just not a fan of him as a person.
All right, man. So let's get to the guilty pleasures. What is your guilty pleasure movie, Scott?
Guilty pleasure movie. I actually have two of them. My first one I was actually watching last night because every time I see it on Netflix, I have to watch it for some reason, and it's Mean Girls. I am not ashamed to say that I love Mean Girls. I think it's hilarious. Have you ever seen it?
No, I actually have not seen that.
If you have Netflix, it's on the instant streaming. That movie is super funny. It was Lindsay Lohan back when she was still cute and not, you know, doing all kinds of bad decisions with Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and all that. It's genuinely funny, and there's some really funny lines in it. Very quotable movie. I liked it a lot. And another one that you would probably be surprised to hear that I actually enjoy is The Devil Wears Prada.
Nice. Never seen that one either.
I don't know why. Whenever that movie is on TV, I have to just watch it. Anne Hathaway, you just want to root for her. It's guilty pleasure, man. What about you?
You know what? I like really, really sad, feel shitty movies. Movies that'll pull emotions out of me. So I like watching movies like like My Sister's Keeper. Any movies like what was that recent one with the girl from Divergent?
Fault in Our Stars.
Fault in Our Stars. Anything like that is super duper sad and just it tries to force emotions out of me. I watch those all the time.
I'm the same way, but And it drives my wife crazy because she likes either high action movies or super happy, like romantic comedies. And I like the ones where you just feel super sorry for the main character, especially if it's a downtrodden young male character that just like all the guys pick on him and none of the girls like him. And you just see that you can almost picture this rain cloud over him. I love those movies and I have no idea why.
There's one I just watched recently where the girl's dying from cancer. You guys just talked about this on your show, about it coming out pretty soon here. What is it called?
Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl?
Yep, that one. I watched that one recently.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it. Actually, it was really good. It was kind of clever, and it was a different take on that kind of situation. I think you would like it.
Yeah, I'm definitely planning to check it out. It's coming out on video this week, I believe.
Yeah, Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. got the girl in there is the one who plays in the Bates Motel. Yeah, it was a good movie. I like watching sad shit like that. I don't know why, I just do. You know why.
So like to feel, man.
What is your guilty pleasure music? What's that music that you like, you keep it to yourself?
Taylor Swift.
Oh my god. 1989?
Oh man, that album is so good.
I know.
I can't not listen to it.
All right, dude. I have that on my phone. I listen to it at work every once in a while. Like if I know I can't get into a podcast because I only have an hour left in my shift, uh-huh. I'll listen to that one. It's got some really good beats. Like that one song. Oh, shit. There's one song in there that's really like it's an excellent song. I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to look right now. I Know Places.
I only actually know the hits off of that one. I think there's like three or four hits off of that one. I haven't heard that one yet.
Well, listen to that one. That's a great song.
I don't have the whole album. I should just buy it because everyone just raves about that album. And I don't get the hate for Taylor Swift.
Are you playing that?
You're going to get sued, man.
Oh, come at me. Oh, guilty pleasure, man. We had the same guilty pleasure. It's funny. I listened to that. It's actually a really good album. I don't care what people think. Sometimes I just need something to just be relaxing. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
If you get like the deluxe version, there's three like extra tracks on there. She talks about how she comes up with some music. So it shows like the rough draft of her coming up with a song.
It's a bummer because she's not on Spotify because she did that whole like anti, you know, fighting the man, doesn't want to do streaming things. So I have to actually buy it on iTunes if I want to listen to it. So,
yeah.
But all of her stuff's free on YouTube too, which is weird.
Yeah, everything's free on YouTube.
So the only other guilty pleasure I've really got because I get everybody hates in this band. I love Creed, man. I love the first three albums from Creed. I went and saw them when I was a kid. I was obsessed with them. Mark Tremonti is an awesome guitar player. And I actually have grown to like Alter Bridge even better. Alter Bridge is Creed with a different lead singer after Scott Stapp got kicked out of the band like back in the day. So I love that guitar style, and I still have all those albums. They're really good.
I don't think that's nothing to be guilty about. That just seems normal.
Man, I don't know, dude. There's a lot of people that you might as well like Nickelback around here if you say nobody admits to liking Creed around here.
Is Nickelback I've Been a While?
Yes.
I've Been a While.
No. That's Stained.
I don't know much about it. You're going to have to.
Yeah. What about you? I'm curious what your guilty pleasures musics are.
That's like that. You know, I do listen to a lot of rap. So, I can't roll through the streets of Fresno with my windows down listening to, like, Brother Lynch Hung or something like that.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a rapper guy. Crazy dude since back in the day. He, like, his songs are about just, like, eating people and stuff.
All right.
It's very his new album's called like I think it's Mannibal Lecter or Mannibal or I don't know, but stuff like that I can't bump, but I'm not guilty like keeping it from everybody, but I just there's some music I won't roll down, you know. I got a nice stereo in my car. I got some speakers in there, but I don't really go around bumping a lot of stuff. I'll kind of keep it to myself.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's it, man. Oh, Vanilla Ice, dude. Vanilla Ice is awesome, man.
Ding, 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 ding. Well, did he have any other songs besides that and the one on the Ninja Turtle soundtrack?
He had that one like, Stop That Train, I Wanna Get Off.
I've never heard it.
That was another one of those. And then I guess there's like your guilty pleasure games. I don't know if I'm really guilty about any games. I played that Honey Pop game, which we talked about in your show and my show, and that's weird. Like when my roommate comes in and he sees me, like, what the hell are you doing? Like going, yeah. it's like an anime adult dating sim match three. It's very, yeah. very weird. Very weird.
I played a game called Lollipop Chainsaw.
Oh, I played that. I was so excited for that when it came out.
And then the game is garbage.
It was. I bought that $60. I was like so excited to play that.
There's an achievement in that game that I'm ashamed to say I discovered myself without looking it up and knowing that it was there. You get an achievement for tilting the camera back and looking up her skirt.
Oh, Scott, man. You don't. You probably have that achievement in every game. You just don't know. Yeah, you're a cheerleader rolling around killing zombies with a chainsaw. Fascinating idea.
Poor execution. Your boyfriend's head attached to your hip.
That's right, and he's talking to you the whole time.
Yep.
Who did that game? Who was that?
That was Suda. Suda 51.
Yeah, Suda. Yeah. Suda's weird. I remember that. That's nothing to be guilty about. Fantastic idea, just didn't work out.
Those are the ones that I always feel guilty about. Anything where it's like sexually charged, I played Catherine. Which was a weird game. Bayonetta, all those games that like I'm enjoying, but I'm always looking over my shoulder because I'm worried someone's going to be coming down the stairs watching me play this game.
Yeah, you know? Bayonetta is awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, that's about as far. I mean, I did play Candy Crush when it first came out.
I played Candy Crush. I got my problem with Candy Crush is if I couldn't get 3 stars in a level, I wouldn't move on until I got 3 stars.
Oh, really?
So, I hit a wall where I just could not get 3 stars on the level.
Couldn't get any stars.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay, so I guess last but not least, you want to do a would you rather? Do you got one? If not, I got one. We can.
You got one. You go ahead and do that. There we go. I didn't have that.
Would you rather give up internet for the rest of your life, which includes your PC or your Mac, your phone, your Netflix, your gaming, everything? Or be deathly allergic to any and all fruits and vegetables, which can be salads, juices, smoothies, tomato sauce, anything that has vegetables in it.
I choose B. There's no way.
you're gonna be deathly allergic. I mean, you have to watch everything you eat, man. You can't accidentally, because you're gonna swell up and possibly die.
That's fine, man. I am not a foodie. To me, eating is something that I have to do just to survive. I look forward to eating the things that I enjoy to eat, but if I could just like take a pill and not be hungry anymore, I would rather do that. So
you're in the grocery store and an apple falls on the ground, rolls and hits you on the foot, and you're like, nothing, I'm gonna kick it off. But later you touch your shoe, you get a little apple.
That definitely is that even a possibility?
you couldn't even it's not even, it's never be a possibility to give up internet for the rest of your life either. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
So you just like, I'll take it.
Yeah, definitely. I'd just take the deathly allergic to fruits and vegetables.
I totally agree, man. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up all the internet stuff, man. I just can't.
No.
Although the idea of moving out to the mountains and just living there off the land and not and being so free of everything, there's some fantasy I have about that. Like simpler times.
I do not. There is nothing appealing about that whatsoever to me.
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen Deliverance? It's fun out there, man.
Yeah.
Squeak like a pig.
There's no. You know what? I actually did have one, but mine's kind of similar to yours.
Go for it, man. It doesn't matter.
It's very, very similar. You have to give up one. I'm going to give you 3 things. You have to choose one that you have to give up. Video games, movies, or music. You can never have it ever again.
Movies or music. Wow. Video games, not going to happen. So music... Our movie? So, I mean, does that mean when I watch a movie, there's no soundtrack?
Oh, that's a really good question. No, you know what? I'll give that to you. You can watch movies. You can listen to music, but only through movies if you choose that route.
I'm giving up music, man. I need movies. I need the content there. I need games for mental reasons. I just need them. Yep, I guess music, man. Goodbye. There we go. I'm deleting my library right now.
As much as I love music, I think it'd be the same for me. Although, yeah, probably would be.
Okay, what I did forget about we were going to do is we're going to do two truths and a lie, or two lies, and what is it?
Yeah, two truths and a lie.
I totally forgot about it.
You want to explain how this is going to work, or?
Okay, it was supposed to be you're going to tell me two lies and a truth, and I'm going to try to figure out which one it is, and then you're going to tell the story. But you wanted to tell two truths and a lie?
Yeah, because I got two stories that are just way too good to not tell.
Yeah, I got some stories too written down. Let's see where we're at. We're like an hour 20 right now.
We can call it if you want to.
I want to make these like hour and a half or less. But this is the first one, so expect this one to be longer. These podcasts we're having a good time. So go for
it,
Scott.
I'm having a blast.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to give you three stories. Two of them are true. One of them is a bold-faced lie. Your job is to figure out which one is not true. Which one's the lie? You ready?
Yep.
All right, story A. I once smuggled my college roommate off campus in the trunk of my car. Story B. I streaked through my Baptist church as a teenager. Story 3. I once knocked my mom out with a baseball bat.
Oh.
One of these stories is completely not true.
Wow. It was like your mom and the baseball bat and the Catholic church. I mean, those are like pretty crazy stories, man. I'm going to say the lie is just the smuggling your roommate out in the trunk.
Is that your final answer?
Hold on a second. Hey, Mom?
Hey, what?
I'm recording something right now. Can I call you back?
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Okay. She called twice, so I had to answer it a second time. Okay, sorry. Yeah, so I'm saying the trunk one is fake.
Trunk one is fake. That is 100% true.
Really?
I did smuggle my college roommate off campus in the trunk of my car. I went to a highly religious college my freshman year, and I'm talking psycho-religious college in that in order to leave campus, we had to scan our badges at the front desk to leave campus and punch in where we were going and what time we were going to come back. We were not allowed to go see movies. We were not allowed to talk to or hang out with girls outside off campus, actually even on campus. They would actually hire people from the college to patrol the malls and the movie theaters to make sure that people from the college weren't going and participating in these activities.
Mm-hmm.
My roommate, his name is Brian, got campused, which means that he got in trouble for something so bad that he was not allowed to leave campus ever. So freshman year of college, he couldn't leave campus. And what he did to get in trouble for it was he talked to a girl in the library. The library is considered an unchaperoned area. You're not allowed to talk to girls in the library. So he got campused. Well, we decided wanted to go see a movie. We wanted to go see The Waterboy. Was the movie
Oh, yes.
And
Gatorade.
So they actually check you. They check your IDs when you get back in the when you leave campus and when you come back in campus. And I had this big Honda with this huge trunk, so we would actually pack clothes and have them in the car because you actually have to wear a tie everywhere at this school. So if you left campus, you had to be wearing a tie, and we would have them in the trunk of the car. We get through the gate. We go a couple blocks down the road. I'd open the trunk, let him out. He'd get in the front seat, and he would change in the car on the way because we couldn't be seen in a tie because if they see in a tie, they know you're from the school. And then we'd stop at a red light, do like a Chinese fire drill, and switch places, and then I would change. And then we'd go to the movie theater, and and we had little stickers on our car that showed we were from the school. So, like, these people would patrol the movie theaters and look for these stickers to see if kids from the college were at the movie theaters. We found out that if you took the sticker off the car and put it on a CD case, it would still stay sticky and you could put it back on. So we had to take the sticker off, put it back on there. And we could do the whole thing back in reverse, you know, changing back into our shirts and ties, putting him back in the trunk, parking at the college again, and then getting back into our dorm and going through all that rigmarole just to go see an Adam Sandler movie.
So, that's some good quality H2O, Scott.
That's some high quality H2O. So you have not found my lie yet. I have two stories left. I either streaked through my Baptist church as a teenager, or I once knocked my mom out with a baseball bat.
Which you one did not streak through a church. You did not do that.
I did not streak through my Baptist church.
I knew it.
But I knew my mom out with a baseball bat.
I knew it.
No, there's actually a story with that, too. It wasn't intentional. I think I was in second grade. and she was trying to teach me how to play t-ball. And she was standing behind me with her arms around me and had her hands on the bat, and she was saying, okay, she's line up the bat up against the ball, and she's like, you can take a nice level swing. Me, my second grade brain heard, take a swing. And so I took a swing, the bat swung around and behind me and hit her right upside the temple and knocked her out cold.
Oh.
Second grade, my mom is like passed out on the ground right next to me, and I didn't know it was an aluminum bat too. I had to go get the neighbors and
So she's like, I am never ever teaching you anything ever again. You're on your own, Scott, and that's why you lived on your own for the rest of your life.
In second grade. I was for some reason I was put into foster care after that. It was So those are my two stories I had to share with you.
Okay. Here you go. Here's some stories.
Okay.
I once got busy in a restaurant bathroom. No, in a restaurant bathroom.
Was it during the Humpty Dance?
Nope. The Humpty Dance, it's your chance. Okay. I once farted during a test in science class.
really loudly?
I once farted in test during science class.
I got that beat. I took my kid brother is five years younger than me, and he wanted to go take a girl to a movie, and he asked I had to chaperone because they were so young. And so we're in the theater, and he's trying to impress this girl, and I just start ripping ass at all the quiet scenes just to embarrass the crap out of him. He was really mad at me. Sorry, interrupt. Go ahead and tell your next story. Sorry.
The last one is I once ran to someone's house because I thought their house was on fire, and I rounded them all up at 3 a.m. Like, get out of the house. Which one do you think's fake?
Okay. So you either farted in science class or ran to someone's house, so that was on fire. What was the first one?
The bathroom.
Once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm going to say if only one's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the getting busy in a Burger King bathroom is a lie.
Okay. These are all true stories. So the details of that story I will not tell due to the nature of the podcast, but I will tell you the story about the fire. we were all hanging out. It was like 3 a.m, hanging out in my buddy's garage, and there was like a transmitter down the street on fire. Like, you know, you've seen like ashes and stuff coming into his garage or like into his driveway, and there's like smoke coming out. I thought it was the neighbor's house. So I ran in, I like bang, bang, bang on the door. It's 3 a.m. And they're like, what? And I'm like, you guys got to go. Your house is on fire. I went into the house. I'm like rounding, like, everybody, you guys got to go. Your house. I thought I was being like Mr. Like, I'm going to save the day. They're like, it was crazy, man. It was like four houses down or a couple of houses down. It wasn't even their house at all. But I thought I was doing the right thing. And I was like rounding everybody up. What would you feel if, like, someone came in your house like 3 a.m. and was like, I mean, I guess you would have to be there. It just is a dumb story. I was like, why do you guys got to go? Your house is on fire.
Oh man, that's pretty funny.
All of the stories are true. I'll tell you the one about class too. I remember we're in science class. Everything's quiet. We're taking a test. I reached down into my backpack. I had to lean forward down to my backpack like this. And just I was like so shy, dude. So I never really acknowledged it, but everyone during the whole test was going cracking like that, like you're laughing so hard, it's like I'm like trying like to not be embarrassed, and oh god, it was terrible.
That's pretty funny, man.
The other story I told you, that just let's just leave it at that.
All right. Maybe you can tell me off the air. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to disagree with you on that.
You guys, I think that's the show, man. This is kind of a rough idea what I want to do. I just want to have conversations with people and just kind of let it go wherever it goes and then have these little fun segments. So reach out to me. Let me know what you like, what you didn't like. Do you like the length of the podcast? Do you not? Like, how does it feel? I really, really appreciate any and all feedback. You can find me on Twitter at awkward_podcast, or you can send me email at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And like I said before, if you have music and you would like me to play it on here, I would love to play it. Hopefully Scott will give me something. I'm going to play it. I'll edit it in after this podcast today. That would be pretty cool. Sure. Also, find me on iTunes. Find Horrible Gamers and find Horribly Awkward. Just find us and rate us 5 stars because we're worth 5 stars. You don't have, if you don't want to put a comment, don't put a comment. But it's so simple. Just go on there and click the little stars, you know, when you're doing that. If you're listening on Stitcher, just give a thumbs up. All this stuff helps somehow. It helps you get recognized. Maybe you come up in more lists when they're searching. So any and all help is appreciated. And also, yeah, like I said, Horrible Gamers, that's my other podcast. I'm going to be promoting that every week. And we do that live. If you guys want to watch us live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Horrible Gamers podcast. At around 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, we do that live every Saturday. Come over there and watch us. Come shout at me. You know, send me messages, emails. I want to hear from people. I really, really need to hear from people because, like I said before, I am a little self-conscious and I'm a little it's hard for me to think that anyone's going to listen.
And Scott, you're not to be self-conscious about, man. You do great on the mic. I know you talk about having social anxiety and I know you know me. Don't be nervous, man. You're doing fine. You have a good conversation. Have some fun with it.
Appreciate
hopefully
it.
This will help you out.
I do appreciate it, Scott, because I look up to you. You've been doing podcasting a lot longer than me. So you went from just a podcaster that I listened to a friend. To a podcasting co-host. You know what I mean?
Awesome, man.
So all that stuff makes me proud.
Anytime you just want to come on and have me on here just to shoot the shit a little bit with you, hit me up. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so many embarrassing stories I could tell you.
Oh, yeah. I love embarrassing stories, man. So, Scott, let everyone know where they can find you. Twitter, whatever, Facebook,
sure.
Groups,
I've
podcasts.
I got a Twitter feed, which is at Scotty Lindsay. Scotty is with an IE, Lindsay is with an AY. You can also check us out at thehollywoodoutsider.com, thegamingoutsider.com. If you like movies or if you like video games or both, be sure to check those out. We're all over iTunes, Stitcher. We've also got RSS feeds on both. We've also got a really awesome community for both The Hollywood Outsider and The Gaming Outsider on Facebook. A pretty good group of people on both sides there. There's about 300 or so in the movie one and about 200 in the game one. Lots of good conversations. It's a good place to keep updated on news. Josh is really good about keeping up with news, especially on there. I'm better at it in the summer when I'm not teaching. But so check us out there. I'd really love to get more listeners and more people that love games as much as we do. So.
Yes, and I really do highly suggest you go check those out. If you're into gaming, Gaming Outsider is a good show to listen to. If you're just into movies and other entertainment, like obviously you are, then you got to listen to The Hollywood Outsider. I promote it. You guys get my 2 thumbs up.
Awesome. I appreciate it, man.
And some other stuff up.
I'm actually going to be recording right after this. I'm doing an episode talking about Mario Maker. So.
Ooh, I have no interest in that.
Well, you don't have a Wii U, do you?
No, that's why I don't have any interest.
It's pretty awesome, man. It's really good.
Scott, man, I really do appreciate it. Appreciate all the side chats. We might chat during the week about some random stuff, man. It's cool to have people like that, and everyone should have people like that in their lives. And I really appreciate that you are one of those people.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me. I'm really honored to be here and love to be on again anytime in the future. I'm sorry we didn't get as deep and heavy or maybe you were going, but I had a good time talking with you.
Hey, this is all about fun. That's what I want is fun. So that's what we're going to be doing. So everybody, thank you, and reach out to all those things that told you to reach out and just touch somebody. All right, good night.
Holla.
Oh, I'm putting that in there. Thing again. I'm so pissed off.
You're gonna try to figure out how to artificially do it. Yeah! That's probably going to be really loud when that comes through. I apologize.
Welcome to Horribly Awkward. That didn't work. Welcome to Horribly Awkward. This is my podcast, not yours.
Is that just going to be your tagline?
I don't know.
This is horribly kind. Horribly awkward. It's my podcast, not yours. Damn it.
Welcome to Horribly Awkward. This is my podcast, not yours. I don't know how you came upon this, but... you must have theft it off me.
We're still in the intro, and your eyes are already watering from laughing so
that's
hard.
That's good, man. That means it's working, man. Okay. Welcome to Horribly Awkward, guys. This is officially the first episode. We've already done this intro. We've done it already, but I just lost like 15 minutes and something really cool happened and we lost it. Oh my God. But welcome to the very first episode, the official episode of Horribly Awkward. Things are about to get awkward. Probably not. But my name is Sean. My name is Sean, also known as Imes. They call me Imes. You guys know that. At least you probably do. If you don't know that, I have a gaming podcast as well. So check us out. Horrible Gamers with the Z. It's Horrible Gamers. On this podcast, the Horribly Awkward podcast, what I want to do is a lot of stuff. I'm not really sure. Now, I've messed all this up. We got to do it all over again, so this feels dumb. But anyways, on this podcast, you know, fuck!
Don't get frustrated, man. You're doing fine.
No, I'm not doing fine.
You're doing fine. Just shake it off.
You got to shake it off.
Up too late.
Okay, here we go.
I go on too many dates.
Thanks, Scott, for that intro. We don't care if you go on dates. But on Horribly Awkward, we do awkward stuff and talk about awkward stuff. Just like Scott said, he goes on too many dates. Quoted by Taylor Swift.
I got nothing in my brain.
You guys want to buy some cookies? Why don't you come down to my basement and I'll show you something? Why don't you reach in my pocket and get yourself a fat tip?
Hey, paper boy.
Hey, paper boy, would you like to deliver that paper to my basement?
Get your fat ass over here.
Hey, creepy neighbor guy.
Hey, Smeagol, how you doing, Smeagol?
Oh my God, your Smeagol is actually
pretty
good.
Would you like to come in?
Yeah, I would really like to come in because you should be my new master. Would you like to be my new master, creepy paper boy guy?
I would be very honored to be your new master. Beta, huh?
Okay, stop recording. Oh, I fucking forgot to record. No, it sucks.
Oh, man.